You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning, and welcome to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Carol Morgan, and we've got a great show today, so let's get right to it. Our first guest this morning is Carter Bell, broker with Carter Bell Properties. So welcome to the show.
Thanks, Carol. Good to be here.
We're very glad to have you. Before we begin, we'd love for you to tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
I grew up in Atlanta, grew up in Buckhead, went to Westminster, lived here most of my life, spent 20 years in corporate marketing, have degrees in marketing and finance, and my father was a developer, and so I have always had a passion for real estate. So in 2002, I got my license and never looked back. I love it.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about Carter Bell Properties.
We are small, very small, which is exactly the way I like it. I like to be involved in everything, and I like to be outselling. I'd much rather be outselling than managing agents and staff and worrying about paying the rent on some swanky office in Buckhead.
Right.
Tell us about some of your current featured properties.
Well, as you know, inventory is very tight, including ours. I have some great opportunities in Buckhead. One is for a pre-sale in the $4 million range. I have a lot in Buckhead, about $1.1 million. I have a possible assemblage in Buckhead of 9 acres. I have a great little townhouse in Buckhead for those looking to downsize. I've got a condo coming up soon. I've got a couple more properties coming up this summer.
So I noticed you've been saying Buckhead, Buckhead, Buckhead. Is that the area you sell most of the homes in?
Really Buckhead, Sandy Springs, Vinings, and the occasional Brookhaven.
So all the kind of hot areas where everyone who now has an opportunity, or I guess their opportunity is waning now, but during the downturn, definitely saw people moving into those areas because prices were so much more affordable than they have been.
I think we still have plenty of opportunity in Buckhead. We're still not, you know, 2007 levels, and I don't know that we'll be there for a while, so it's still a good time to buy.
Yeah, our listeners will love hearing that, because everyone wants to be closer to work. Let's face it, who wants to sit on 285 anymore?
Atlanta traffic will kill you.
Sure will.
So what is some of the advice you would give someone selling in today's market?
I think price it for today's market. Don't try to overprice, because by the time the market gets there, you'll be old and stale, and everybody else will have sold but you. Stage it appropriately. Do any repairs that need to be done, make it look move-in ready, and make it easy to show.
Yeah, I think a lot of people forget price it for today's market. They think that they're going to get a great deal on their new home, but they don't take into consideration that they're going to have to sell their existing home at a great deal for someone else.
That's exactly right. And if you're moving up, what a great time. You know, who cares if, let's say you have $1.5 million home, and you have $1.8 million in it, who cares if you sell it for $1.5 million if you could buy something for $4 million that the guy had $5.5 million in?
Yeah, or more.
Right.
So what advice would you give to buyers if they're getting ready to start their home search? How should they start? How do they determine even what area of Atlanta they want to live in?
You really need to think through how you want to live. Do you want to spend your time commuting? Do you want an in-town kind of neighborhood with an older home, smaller lots? You want to be able to walk to restaurants and shopping? Or do you rather be in a more suburban area with newer homes, larger lots, more insulated from commercial? So that's the first thing. And then you need to talk to your agent. You need a good agent that you can trust. And you need to talk through the different neighborhoods. You need to see how long that commute's going to be to work. You need to make sure that the schools in your area are good. And I would certainly, even if you don't plan to send your kids to public school, I would certainly focus on the school district because it's very important here in Atlanta.
Okay, so how about those buyers that are coming that are relocating to Atlanta? They're not from here.
I love my relocating buyers because they know nothing about Atlanta, and it's my favorite place in the world. So I do love working with relocating buyers, and I'll tell them the same things I tell a lot of buyers here. You have to focus on school district because Atlanta is different than a lot of places, particularly in the Northeast, where all the public schools are excellent. We have some challenged areas for schools. So if you focus on that, even if you don't have kids, it's going to help you in resale. The other thing I would say is get to know some of our different areas. Talk to your agent about what kind of area you want to live in and go see them. Drive the commute to work. Focus on some things that Atlantans like purely for a resale value. We love our walkout basements. I mean, really love our walkout basements. We love our outdoor entertaining space. So even if those things may not be important to you, find them will add value when you go to sell.
All right, we will be right back with Carter Bell after this short commercial break.
Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
And we're back on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio with Carter Bell, broker of Carter Bell Properties. Carter, before the break, you were talking about outdoor living. So share with us, I'm sure you have some fantastic outdoor living areas on the market today. What could our buyers find if they were looking at some of your listings?
Well, pools are big in Atlanta. Outdoor kitchens are fantastic. A covered eating area, any place where you can entertain or just go out and be with the family and the dogs is really popular here. It's great if you can, either if you walk out of the kitchen to go barbecue, or you have a big daylight basement and you walk out down there and have a big party.
So we just talked about the outdoor living, but what about the interiors? What are some of the trends and the hot desirable items that buyers are looking for?
I think kitchens remain very strong. It truly is a gathering place, and you're going to spend most of your time there, whether it has a keeping room, a breakfast room, or just a breakfast bar. The kids are going to be doing their homework, and you're going to be cooking and entertaining, and so that's huge. I think the master suite has gotten a little bit smaller over the years, which I think is great because they got way too big. You could spend your life in there and never enjoy your kids or the rest of your house. Basements are fantastic. If you have a daylight basement, whether you put a bar, a wine cellar, a movie theater, a gym, any of that is fantastic. A guest room on the main is big, even if you have a master on the main.
So let's talk a little bit about buyers relocating to Atlanta. How do they even start the process? You know, they call you and we're looking to relocate to Atlanta, and then, you know, what three or four things do you tell them are their next steps?
First, I want to hear exactly how they want to live. I want to know where they're going to work. I want to know if they have kids that we need to focus on their activities, their school. Is mom going to work? Is mom not going to work? How do they like to spend their time? What are they used to? You know, we'll have folks coming from the Midwest where it's a very different housing situation. Do they want something that feels like what they're used to in the Midwest? Because we can do that here. Or do they want something that's more Atlanta in nature?
Yeah, usually what we hear from buyers relocating from the Midwest is they're so super excited about the prices here and how much home they can afford, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Although I'm working with one right now from Tucson, and he's astounded at things like HOA fees, that they're so much higher. So you have to go through, what do they cover here? You know, maybe in Tucson, where he's coming from, they don't cover water and sewer. They don't cover garbage. Some of ours even cover electricity. You know, we have pools, gyms, everything. So it's an education process.
Okay, so we've been talking about the housing market, and obviously here in Atlanta, it is getting stronger. But what is some of the changes that you've seen in the housing market over the past few months?
Well, it's been a fun few months, I'll tell you that. Last fall, I think I saw a blip, and I don't know whether it was just pent-up demand, whether it was concern about interest rates going up, but we saw a lot more activity starting maybe last September, October. And then in January, the sales started going. And as we started selling, inventory started going down, and then everybody got nervous that there wasn't going to be anything for them and that prices were going to start to turn. So everybody had to have something. And it's been a very busy 6 months.
Well, that's great news.
It's fantastic news.
So, Carter, we've talked a lot about the different areas you represent and how it's a good time to buy now. But what's your crystal ball and your forecast for the next, you know, 6 or 12 months? What do you think buyers are going to do? Should they buy now?
Oh, my crystal ball. I think that today is still an excellent time to buy. You know, we read in the news that prices are going up, prices are going up, prices are going up. To me, that's a little bit misleading for today's buyers and sellers, because if you look at where the numbers come from, it's not the same basket month to month or year over year. It's a basket of a different group of houses. Are they really going up? I think they're certainly holding steady and they're starting to trend up, but I don't think we've seen the huge price appreciation that the national media talks about. So in Atlanta, particularly in the in-town markets, it's still an excellent time to buy.
So it's a great time to buy. Well, we are sadly out of time today on Atlanta Real Estate Forum, but I do want to thank our guest today, Carter Bell with Carter Bell Properties, for joining us. And if our listeners want to get in touch with you, how do they find you?
You can always call me. My number is 404-512-0601. I'm also always on email. Carter@carterbellproperties.com.
Well, thank you so much. It was great having you in studio.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
All right. The deal of the day is next, but stick around for our next conversation with Kim Hatcher.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
So today's deal is from Trayton Homes. They are now selling Cobb County townhomes at Village Walk in Smyrna. And everybody loves Smyrna. It's just a great location.
Oh, you can't beat it. I mean, you're right there on the perimeter, close to everything. What is the deal?
So the deal is the first three buyers to purchase a townhome at Village Walk will receive an appliance package that includes a free refrigerator and a washer dryer at a value up to $5,000, as well as a $2,500 closing bonus.
Wow, that's an excellent deal. That's a lot of allowance for appliances there.
It sure is. And of course, you know, there's a little bit of a glitch or a little bit of a catch. You do have to use Trayton's approved lender, which shouldn't be a problem for anyone. And deposits are required for the appliance promotion package.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit more about the properties.
So I'm glad you asked. The three-story townhomes at Village Walk offer three bedrooms and 3.5 bathrooms, which is fantastic. They're priced from the mid-200s. And then they have amazing interior finishes, such as 9-foot smooth ceilings, site-finished hardwood floors, and those are throughout the main level and the luxurious owner's suite and bathroom. They also have an oversized shower or soaking tub, and then they can have a separate glass enclosed shower. It depends, you know, per plan and what you pick.
That sounds great. Tell me a little bit more about the kitchen.
So, you know, the kitchen is the heart of the home, and Trayton has made this really easy. They have these beautiful gourmet kitchens that include stainless steel appliances, maple cabinetry, granite countertops, and then ceramic tile backsplashes. So, you know, if you're getting ready for a big 4th of July party, you know, or just, you know, you've got the kids home all summer, it's just a fun place to cook with lots of different people and, you know, hang out in that casual environment.
Now, are they more open floor plans?
Yeah, they're very open floor plans. So, you know, again, the plans flow really well from the kitchen to the eating to the living area. Then you've got that just great heart of the home where everybody hangs out.
Yeah, and that's key. Is this a large development? How many homes are in the development?
It's a great question. So when it's complete, Village Walk will feature just 20 townhomes. It's a little bit more of an intimate community. And it also means that buyers need to act really fast.
Yeah.
You know, this community will not last long. Again, it's a fantastic area. They can walk to shopping and dining at Smyrna Market Village. And again, it's just really, really, really popular Smyrna area. And this is a price point that is going to go super fast.
Yeah, I mean, Vinings is just it's so cool now. It's got so much going on. It's its own little city. It's really a nice area.
Yeah. And if you're in the market for a home, maybe you're not necessarily looking for a townhome, Trayton will soon offer 8 single family homes in Village Walk at Will. And those will be priced from the mid 300s. So, you know, mid 200s if you're looking for a townhome, mid 300s if you're looking for a single family home.
Good way to get into a nice little intimate community close to nearby to everything. How can I learn more about this?
Well, I am so glad you asked. For more information, you could call 678-873-9263, or of course you could visit TraytonHomes.com. Welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Carol Morgan, and I'm joined in studio today with Laura Kraft. We have a great show this afternoon. We are joined by Kim Hatcher, Public Affairs Coordinator with the Georgia State Parks. Welcome to the show, Kim.
Hi, thank you.
So before we begin, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Sure. I'm one of the few native Atlantans that you'll meet. I've always loved hiking and camping and being outdoors, so I feel really lucky to work for the state park system, and I've been doing this for about 20 years.
That's great. So tell us a little bit about the Georgia State Parks.
Sure. There's more than 60 state parks and state historic sites all across the state. They're operated by the Department of Natural Resources. some people, if they're new to the Georgia area, they might not be familiar with a larger state park system. And so unlike county parks and city parks, which are more where you'll find pools and ball fields and playgrounds, Georgia state parks are typically larger properties. They protect large swaths of acreage and very interesting ecosystems and historic resources that we have in the state.
Our listeners might be interested in knowing what are the most popular parks in the Atlanta area.
Sure. We actually do not have any state parks inside the perimeter, but if you go a short drive away, you'll find some wonderful places that'll make you feel like you've gone on a vacation. Sweetwater Creek State Park is to the west of us. It's kind of near Six Flags. It's a beautiful place to go for a walk. They have easy trails and a little bit more challenging trails, and you're welcome to bring your dog as long as it's on a leash. It's also a good place to go fishing or maybe take your kids to feed the ducks. We also have a park called Red Top Mountain State Park, which is on Lake Allatoona. That's just northwest of the city and kind of Cartersville, and that's a great place for swimming and boating and fishing, of course. So it's right on Lake Allatoona. You can rent cabins, you can go camping, and then if you're on the southeast side of Atlanta, you might want to check out Panola Mountain State Park. It's actually a granite mountain, kind of similar to Stone Mountain, but it's a lot smaller, and it's left in its natural state, so you can learn a lot about the rare plants that grow on that granite surface and in the ecosystem that's there. I mean, that's just some of them. There are so many parks all across Georgia.
Well, great. So 4th of July is right around the corner, and that's a time that everybody enjoys being outside. What are some of the events that y'all have going on?
Yeah, we actually have a very large calendar of events throughout the year, not just for July 4th. We've got parks that are having old-fashioned games like watermelon seed spitting contest or bubblegum blowing contest, three-leg races, those kind of wholesome fun things to do with your kids and your family. Some of the sites that are on the coast, like Fort Morris Historic Site, is going to teach about colonial history. They're going to have people in colonial attire firing muskets and firing cannons and teaching about the beginning of Georgia, basically. And so there's really a lot going on across the state. We have a great calendar on georgiastateparks.org. And you can find all kinds of things. And then even if you're not interested in doing a specific program, you could come out for picnicking or come camping, bring your family to a cabin, you know, and enjoy swimming, of course, cooling off this summer. So there's really a lot to do.
I'm really looking forward to the 4th of July weekend and just spending some time with family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
So when people are thinking about, you know, something different to do this summer, which of your parks are the most unique?
God, that's a good question. You know, one thing that I think would be fun for people to kind of challenge themselves to do throughout the summer, we have different clubs, and the most popular one is the Canyon Climbers Club. And you are challenged to go to 4 specific parks and climb them, and they're very unique because one of them is Amicalola Falls, which is the tallest waterfall in the southeast, 729-foot falls, and you're going to get quite a workout if you start at the bottom and you take that path and the staircase that goes all the way to the top. One of the other clubs that's in that is one of the other parks that's in that club is called Providence Canyon State Park, which is in South Georgia. And it's very unique because it has a nickname called Georgia's Little Grand Canyon. And it's actually caused by erosion. It's man-made erosion, but you feel like you're out west because you've got this pretty canyon walls that are different colors of pinks and yellow and oranges. It's really a very unique place.
We will be right back after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
We're back on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio with Kim Hatcher. Kim, I know during the break you were telling us that there are opportunities at the parks beyond just visiting for the day. Share some of those with our listeners.
Sure. We have great accommodations, and of course we have camping. Everybody thinks of camping with state parks, and we have very comfortable campgrounds with hot showers and hookups. But we also have cabins that people can rent, anywhere from 1 to 3 bedroom, and they have beautiful views. Some of them are on lakes, some are on the in the mountains. A good place for a family to spend a week. And then we also have yurts.
What on earth is a yurt?
I like to call it glamping, glamour camping, because it's sort of halfway between a cabin and camping. So it's a round structure. It's wood and canvas. It's a permanent structure with furniture inside. So would you could bring a sleeping bag or sheets and roll it out on the bunk beds that they have and the futons. And then outside the yurt, you have your own picnic table, your own grill, so you can cook out, hang out with your friends and family. There's a bathhouse with hot showers centrally located that you can walk to.
Yeah, it would not have qualified as glamping without the bathhouse and hot water. I was waiting.
Yeah, yeah, it's really not roughing it at all, and they're inexpensive. They're about $70 a night. I'm really excited because we just opened a new yurt village at Cloudland Canyon State Park, which is one of the most beautiful places in Georgia. It's all the way in the northwest, almost to Chattanooga. But then there's also some yurts at Fort Yargo State Park, which is a great destination from Atlanta. It's kind of close to Athens. It's in Winder, so it's not that far from downtown Atlanta. And Fort Yargo has something for everybody. And their yurts are on a little peninsula, and each one comes with a canoe. And this park has a great lake for fishing. There's a beach for swimming. They have great mountain bike trails and hiking trails. And disc golf, even.
Well, I am definitely going to have to check out the yurts. Are there any yurts at Red Top Mountain?
You know what? There is one yurt.
One yurt.
Yeah, there's one in the campground. And let me tell you, that stays booked.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah, we take reservations 13 months in advance to the day, and that one goes pretty quick.
Well, that's one thing I hear a lot about Georgia State Parks is, you know, if you're planning to go to a park for a big weekend like 4th of July, you really need to book in advance, not just make last-minute plans.
Yeah, that's true. And I know it sounds crazy, but I would book now for next July 4th.
Wow. So a year out.
Yeah. Yeah. But it can't hurt to call because there's always cancellations, and we do put this information on our website. You can make reservations online or by calling, and our reservationists can help you find places. Especially what happens is people go to the same kind of high-profile parks that everybody's heard of, like Black Rock Mountain or Amicalola Falls. And sometimes our reservationists can help you discover some little-known secrets in Middle and South Georgia, some really beautiful, quiet getaways that some of them are my favorite destinations.
And it would be like having a vacation all to yourself because it'd be a lot less people.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I really like to stress, you know, spend some time on our website and look at the pictures of the parks, because places like Reed Bingham State Park in Adel or George L. Smith State Park in Twin City, they're absolutely beautiful with the Spanish moss and the lily pads, and they're very affordable vacations. They're maybe only 3 hours away.
Well, speaking of affordable vacations, now that it's summertime and the kids have been out of school for a while, I know I'm already hearing, Mom, I'm bored. What are we going to do today?
Yeah.
Do you have some ideas for some inexpensive summertime fun?
I do. It's only $5 to park at a Georgia State Park, and you can fill your minivan with as many kids as you want. If you want to, if you have a library card at a Georgia Public Library, you can check out a park pass and a historic site pass for free, just like checking out a book. So you would actually be visiting for free. And once you get there, we many of the facilities are free. Swimming beaches. Most of our parks that have lakes also have a really nice swimming beach, and those are free. And we have swimming pools, and they have a small fee because we have lifeguards at the swimming pools. So there's a lot you can do. You could go geocaching. That's inexpensive once you have the GPS unit, and that's truly something you can do with everybody in the family at all ages, anywhere from 6 to 60.
Geocaching is certainly fun. My son's Boy Scout troop has done a lot of that.
Yeah. We have a wonderful geocaching program that it's a challenge to go to all the state parks, and then there's another one to go to all the state historic sites. And the trick about that one, this is great if you want to learn about Georgia, you have to answer questions about that particular historic site in order to get the code to open the cache. So it's educational and fun as well.
Yeah, and they think it's fun, so you trick them into being educated. Well, I hate to say it, but we are out of time. So let our listeners know how they can find out more about Georgia State Parks.
Sure, we have a great website. It's georgiastateparks.org. There's a map of the state. You can click on any park, and you'll see a photo gallery and everything they have to offer. And you can call us, and we'll mail you a really nice brochure. The phone number is 1-800-864-PARK, which is 7275.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on today's Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio.
Thank you.
All right, that wraps this week's broadcast. Check us out by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Carter Bell and Kim Hatcher, show producer Delaney Langston, host Carol Morgan, we'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.